flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Poll question, do you think the Sixers will tank in the second half of the season? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, with the foe, Josh Harrison studio, or maybe he's the real deal. I do want to play, Josh, for you this audio. John alluded to it earlier. It is the punter of Washington. He tells a story. Now, this story, Josh, is making the rounds as a pro-Josh Harris thing. And I guess related to down there, fine, whatever. But I am annoyed as an Eagles fan based on something very specific that was said by the Washington punter. I'm thinking of this through the prism of a Sixers fan, and that Tress Way says that Josh Harris said, quote, "I've done this before. I've done this before." Listen, and then we can react. Here's Washington's punter talking about Washington's owner, who happens to be the Sixers owner.
It's so powerful, and it may be like a little bit of a bold statement, but it's just so cool to feel like we have won back over the city, and it's just, and it's been such a special time. Like, Mr. Harris, when he bought the team, had a bunch of the veterans up for lunch, and he said, "I'm going to get the people in place that we need. You know, I've done this before. I'm passionate about this this franchise. This I'm a part of this fan base. I have been for years." He said, "The catalyst is going to be you guys going and winning." And he goes, "And we can win this city back."
Josh, that's exactly the opposite of what you've done here.
Josh, you're disgusting.
You've lost the city.
Disgusting.
Isn't that wonderful to hear those players? They love me.
Shut
all
it,
my players.
Man.
They love horsing around with me in that locker room. You know, the D linemen toss me around like a beach ball. but I just love horse playing with them.
Yeah, sure. Mr. Harris. He's calling him Mr. Harris.
Well, down there, they look.
You get the respect like that from your players?
You're a savior down there, but dude, around here, don't be shoveling like connectivity with our city, man. It ain't working.
It is evident I need to focus a little bit more time on the Sixers. I've been spending a little bit of the, you know, getting the eye of the tiger out of the Commanders. You know, I pulled Jaden McDaniels aside, and I really got him cooking.
Well, hold on. You did this before? What did you do before? You've done what before? You did what for
the
Sixers?
The only thing you do well is spend money, which I appreciate as a Sixers fan. Everything else, you're a joke. I mean, Ben, have we ever felt worse about the Sixers?
Never.
In our time as a sports fan.
Than we do right
and
now.
And they've been worse before, but we've never had less pride.
That's
I've never
Josh,
resented
I put that on you.
A team
I put that
like
on you.
This. Yeah, you own the team. We resent more than any other.
Players that just don't want to play.
I'm going to have to build some trust back with the Sixers. they are pissed at me. They are pissed. Joel kicked me out of the group chat. I've got all these great memes and no one to send them to.
I love it, man. All right, let's get some calls in here. 215-592-9494. Eagles in Washington, obviously, on Sunday. Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
Good to have Josh Harris in studio.
Oh,
there.
My Maybe God.
You guys get invited to his white party this summer.
Are you going to have that?
Yeah, I mean, Ruben goes to
Michael,
that.
It's his party. Yeah. It's Michael Rubin's party.
Yeah, it's Rubin's
party.
It's
not Josh Harris's.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, Michael Rubin.
So you'll just be in attendance.
All right, Ken, what do you got, buddy?
So, first of all, on Jalen Carter, everybody makes the comp with Jerome Brown, which is, I understand why. But when I watch him, what I see is Ndamukong Suh in terms of the explosiveness, the size, the strength, and the attitude, right? The edge that he plays with. So
yeah, that's an interesting comparison, actually. And Sue was a legit Hall of Famer. Hasn't made it yet because he didn't stop playing not that long ago. But
I think Jalen has a little more explosiveness and like flat-backedness in the way that he plays. And Sue had a little more like overpowering,
girth.
Just like a bear.
Yeah.
You know, just like physical like mauling of
but
the,
a legit Hall of Famer,
line.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But my confidence this Sunday is really kind of twofold. First of all, the Eagles have the best line of scrimmage in the NFL. I mean, in 2016, when they won the Super Bowl and when Carson went down and everybody was kind of was you know, depressed, obviously.
Sure.
And my wife came and apologized to me that day, said, sorry, your team's not going to win the Super Bowl. And I said, yes, we are, because we still have the best line of scrimmage in the NFL. And they do.
I didn't
again
think
this
that.
Year.
Yeah, I didn't think it either.
I
was despondent.
I did not believe.
Yeah, that was tough. Yeah, especially when Foles played bad against Oakland and Dallas. He played good in the fourth quarter against the Rams. He played well, and he played well against the Giants. But he played really, really, really bad against Oakland and Dallas. So that was scary.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you I saw that coming from Nick Foles. Yeah. I just felt really fine about the line of scrimmage. And then the other piece of it is, listen, I mean, I have complete faith in Nick Foles. Jalen? Nick Sirianni.
Oh, Nick Sirianni,
complete faith in Nick Sirianni. He doesn't lose these games. I mean, and when you start to look at the boxes that he has checked in the 4 years that he's been here, it starts to get to the point where it's Mount Rushmore in Eagles history. I mean, the guy's 3-0 against Sean McVay, who is the wonderkind of the NFL. It's just, I have so much faith in the connectivity that he has built, the culture that he has built in this team, that they truly play for each other.
I agree with you on that part for sure. Ken, give me a great answer. What transcended entertainment?
Well, the last guy just took my answer.
Yep.
So plan B was the 1980 U.S. hockey team beating the
Soviets. That's an interesting answer. Certainly from our perspective, it did. The 80 Olympic team. I like that answer, too.